Time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Brewers not the series with the Braves 4-1. Deion Sanders has health concerns. Clemson adds a power hitter from Mercer and the final day of preparation at Oakmont. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, June the 11th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dane Young, 805, UGASports.com. Going to talk some Georgia football schedule, home schedule especially. And at 825, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction at Katichi, is going to preview the United States Open, which will begin in a little more than 24 hours. Certainly looking forward to that. It's going to be a great one. We're going to get into some college football talk today. Going to get into some college baseball talk today. MLB, NHL, NBA, PGA Tour, and maybe a little soccer talk. Got a lot to do on a busy Wednesday show. The gentleman that kind of got me excited because I thought it was the weekend when I first walked in, but it's not Friday. It's Wednesday. And again, I think I'm right by saying this. First, good morning, Michael Vaughn. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Mickey. Good to be with you.
Awesome. And you're going to be with me the next 3 days?
That's what I understand.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Sam is hosting for Quackenbush, who's out this week. And so got Mike looking forward to that. Life good to you? Treating you good over there?
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm glad
busy,
to hear
busy.
That. Glad to hear that.
I got a little beef with you, Mickey.
I like beefs.
We're going to have to – we won't be able to do this in segment two because we got other important matters in segment two. But I got some beef related to baseball. We got to work out today. All right. We might have to work it out on the air. Let's do it.
It's always better on the air. Love to hear that. And always a dissenting point of view makes for more entertaining. We found it out with these clowns over here talking about Wilt Chamberlain last week. Anyway. Speaking of, no, I'm just kidding. Landon, good morning, man. Good to see you again. You doing all right?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Your Tuesday good?
Yeah.
Busy Tuesday for you.
Busy Tuesday.
Awesome. I had an absolutely incredible day. We were busy yesterday, so Mike, you know, Landon hadn't experienced this yet, but I hope the good Lord will grace him with being a father one day. Yesterday was one of those great days, man. As I get ready for Father's Day on Sunday, Father's Day won't be any better than yesterday, so. I get home, and our neighbor keeps Drake. Goes to daycare for this. My neighbor keeps Drake, and he's already talked to her about baseball, and she's a good athlete, by the way. So he don't have this whole thing planned. He's got a new a bucket of baseballs, right? He's got his glove. I go over there. He's got his Yankee hat on, his Yankee jersey on, his baseball pants on, and they've been out playing baseball all morning long by the time. And that's, by the way, I get there about 9:30. So he started at 7 in the morning, baseball, baseball, baseball. Then I get home, and we've got a bunch of errands to run. He goes, Dad, we just need to throw the baseball first, man. So we go about 25 minutes maybe, throwing the baseball around. Great. Run some errands, like oil change, bank, grocery store, things on these lines. Dad, we got to play baseball, man. All right, well, let's do this first. Let's go to lunch. We both went downtown to lunch, had a great time. And then instead of baseball, we switch it up. Shot some basketball for a little bit, threw the football for a little bit, but then switch it up. Go play 9 holes of golf last night on the par 3 over at Woodhaven, which is now Boscobel Short Course, which is awesome. He had a blast. But, Mike, he can't get enough. We're out there till 8 o'clock last night because he's got to keep practicing more and more and more. Now a short game. We're on the putting green. All ate up with it, man. That's a great Southern way to put it. He's ate up with it, and it's just awesome to see. And got home. Got to spend a little time with Isla as well. One of those great Father's Days, and can't get any better for as far as Sunday goes. You say you have interesting segment number 2 for us today?
Yes, sir. Since we get to be with you for 3 straight days, Mickey, I want to take a look at some great games for Clemson football over the last decade. Now, there have been many great Clemson football games going all the way back to the early days of Clemson football. But let's just focus on the most recent decade,
all right,
starting with the fall of 2015. And we'll take a look at many great games. And then Friday, maybe we'll bring it all together and get us a top 10 list out of it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Let's do it. Speaking of college football, you know, I listened to Rush Limbaugh all those years, and he would joke that in his – because he smoked cigars, and then he quit. But he would joke saying in my – he would hold up some sort of news story, and he'd say, my formerly nicotine-stained fingers. Well, in my never nicotine-stained fingers, I have it. Boys, it is out. I present to you the first of 3 that I will buy. Not the best, but the first. College Football Preview Magazine is out. I'm in a grocery store yesterday, and Lindy Davis got $12.99 plus tax from me yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Tax write-off, by the way. The LLC bought this one because this is show material, and we've got a ton of show material. I'm going to try to spend we always do this every year. I kind of give you just little things and little – Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia stuff to tell you about. And I will say this. This is going to be maybe the most exciting summer of the existence of this radio show. This is the summer number 28, and we've never had Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia all ranked in these preseason top 15s. This is another great example of that in the Lindy's Top 25 magazine. South Carolina preseason number 13. Georgia preseason number 9, and Clemson preseason number 4. I'll tell you who picks the national champion, all the ACC stuff, SEC stuff, the unit rankings, ACC unit rankings, SEC unit rankings. We'll do all those position rankings. Got all that to do over the next few days as well. But as I thumbed through it yesterday with very little time of doing it, it's interesting. It's information-packed. I think it's the best Lindy's that he's put out so far. There's a lot of really good articles up front. And all the depth charts and all the projected starters and all the schedules and all the stats and all that. So we'll get a little bit of that, throw tidbits of that in right away. But one of the things I'm reminded of once again is that South Carolina and Georgia don't play each other. Now, I'll get you guys' thoughts on this. In last year, it was weird that Clemson played Georgia. And there were some high expectations, but not like this year for Clemson. And Georgia, oh, by the way, Georgia's preseason expectations were higher last year than this year. But South Carolina proved to be, you know, and it would have been interesting to see because the Gamecocks had one of their better teams last year. How would they have done against Georgia? We were robbed of that due to the scheduling. But, fellas, and I'll begin with you, Mike. A, doesn't it feel weird that South Carolina didn't play each other? Thoughts on that? And then B, wouldn't it be awesome if we could have another round robin? Because these are 3 top 13 teams, according to Lindsay's magazine, and wouldn't it be awesome if we could – we only have one of those one game between those 3 this year rather than the round robin of those 3 playing each other.
I agree with you. I think it would be better to have the round robin.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I know Georgia's going to like playing Texas. I think that's great. South Carolina, you know, you get your fill of Alabama. That's great. But it just doesn't feel right.
I mean, we keep hearing that Clemson will always play South Carolina. But maybe, what's the chances that someday that goes away?
Maybe. You know, Clemson fans, you get to go to Louisville this year. You get to go to Belichick this year.
go to Belichick.
You go to Belichick. Go to Chapel Bill. You go to South Carolina. And I know it's great getting LSU, but I'm going to be honest with you. Boy, it would be nice to have a round robin through all that. Hey, Landon, did you grow up with that? I'm sorry, Mike.
Go ahead.
Did you grow up with that? I mean, there's a little something special about Clemson, Georgia. A little something special about South Carolina, Georgia.
That's yeah.
Some great games through the years.
I mean, a lot of upsets through the years, too. Remember a couple times South Carolina walked into the hedges and walked out with a W against a better-ranked, better-looking Georgia team at the time. And then same thing, a couple of battles back in the day with – you know, Georgia and Clemson, we saw young Deshaun Watson kind of get into the mix in his first, you know,
We saw Will Muschamp beat Kirby Smart in Athens.
Yep. And that's exactly what we were talking about. And it was games you never really expected. I mean, the games with Aaron Murray a couple years ago with Georgia coming into Clemson, and some of the best games that I've ever witnessed myself with my own eyes were against Georgia. And hopefully, like you're saying, we never lose South Carolina. We did once, but that was because of other circumstances. Yeah. But hopefully we never lose out on that.
Who knows, man? Who knows how college football is? Mike, you were going to add something?
No, I was going to change the subject. You brought up Coach Belichick and just
drifted
back to a memory of in recent memory. You know, when you get a little hot under the collar and things aren't going your way, what better decision than to spend time with Coach Dabo Swinney and kind of deflate some of the other talk that's been going on about you, you know?
Yeah, that was fun. I watched it. Did y'all watch the
I did. I saw a good bit of it, not the whole thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Belichick is an interesting character, man. He's interesting in a way that we did not think he would have been. But we see a different side of him now. And I thought he was great on game day when he did the Navy, Army, Navy stuff and kind of the Manning cast stuff. So maybe we change the way we'll think about him moving forward. Couple things here. News-wise, Clemson gets a transfer portal outfielder. They add Ty Daly. Daly is the 2024 first-team All-Southern Conference coming from Mercer. This past season, he hit .280 with 19 homers and 61 RBIs and a .592 slugging percentage. As a sophomore at .316 with 21 homers and 71 RBIs. In his career, he has 58 homers. So left-handed hitting, power hitter. He is draft eligible, and the last 3 years at 58 homers. He also had 20 doubles this past season. So, corner outfielder, designated hitter candidate, Ty Daly coming to Clemson. They lose B.J. Bailey. He's entering the portal. He's a guy who was already graduated and has spent 3 years at Clemson, two seasons and a redshirt year, and also 2 years at Spartanburg Methodist. So he's played five, and he didn't get a COVID year. So I'm wondering, is he just banking on the junior college rule? Because his eligibility was up until maybe he's hoping that it's not up. And in one other quick note, I was told yesterday that Weidman, the center fielder from Western Kentucky, who could be drafted very high, who visited Clemson over the weekend, it appears, got it from a great source, that it'll be Clemson or the draft. He's eliminated, or not eliminated, but doesn't look like he's going to go to any of his other teams. That right now, as long as it works out, Clemson on the draft were a very, very highly thought of center fielder in college baseball. Professional baseball from an evening ago. The Braves, man, every time you want to get excited about them, they fall back. Braves lose 4-1 yesterday, giving up a couple of home runs. Holmes went 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks. 9 Ks. The Braves only plated 1. Braves fall back to 28-38, 10 games under 500, fall to 14.5 games back in the National League.
And Mickey, they walked in that fourth run.
Oh, no.
With the bases loaded.
Bases loaded. That's not good.
Not good.
2 games behind the Nationals now, and 2 games behind third place in their division, and 9.5 back in the wild card, and I feel like Eeyore again when I talk about the Atlanta Braves, but the series not up. They can take the series this afternoon, 12 noon today, or 12:30 today, the Braves playing there. Tigers beat the Orioles 5-3. The Orioles continue to be one of the most confounding teams, really one of the most disappointing teams in Major League Baseball. Reds shut out the Guardians. Good thing Sam's not here. 1-0. Pirates fall to the Marlins 3-0. Cubs double up. Phillies 8-4. Red Sox 3-1 over the Rays. Congratulations, Landon. The Mets 5-4 over the Nationals. Walk-off in 10. Yankees beat the Royals 10-2. It was Rangers pounding the Twins 16-4. Blue Jays over the Cardinals 10-9. White Sox 4-2 over the Astros. The Giants beat the Rockies 6-5. Angels double up. A's walk off in 10-2-1. Padres pound the Dodgers 11-1. And the D-backs 10-3 over the Mariners. NBA Finals tonight. Landon, one game apiece. It feels like this is a crucial game three. Feels like winner of game three takes not a commanding lead, but feels like game three is like crucial tonight. Thoughts on what you're going to see in Indianapolis?
It really is going to take an adjustment by Indiana. Offense just has not looked crisp. A lot of turnovers. They had like 28 in game number one. They just got a little bit lucky that OKC couldn't score off those turnovers. So have to clean up that. Luckily, they're back at home for the Pacers if they're wanting to get back. So that is a good start. And the Thunder, honestly, just got to keep playing the way they have been. Game one, they really just kind of choked it away. But game two, they really kind of hunkered down and pretty much controlled it from start to finish. So Pacers got to make some slight adjustments on the offensive end.
Edmonton Oilers trying to knot their series at 2 tomorrow night, NHL Finals. Oakmont U.S. Open begins tomorrow. And two more quick stories, Mike. U.S. Soccer falls to Switzerland last night in a warm-up, a friendly for the Gold Cup warm-up. But I think I'm right saying it's not a lot of their first-team guys out this way. But you lose 4-0. You get down 4-0 in the first half to Switzerland. I keep pushing this thing that, man, it's eventually United States will play better soccer, but I'm getting 50. I'm 57 now, so my cholesterol is not great, so I don't know if I live long enough to see it. Finally, speaking of health, Deion Sanders has been in and out of the office as of late, unspecified health issue, according to USA Today. Timetable for his return is not known. Deion Sanders Jr. appeared on YouTube from his Texas home and said his father was feeling well. He says, quote, he'll tell y'all soon enough what he's been going through and what he went through. When you get back to Boulder, I don't know. I'm waiting until my dad leaves. When he leaves, then I'll go. Until then, I'm going to sit here with him. Sanders, also 57 years old, canceled speaking engagements on June the 8th in Florida at the Sickle Cell Disease Research and Educational Symposium. Sanders was unable to attend that. He's been dealing with health issues before. In 2022, had two of his toes amputated due to blood clots that developed from a previous surgery and a procedure to remove blood clots from his leg in 2023. So he had some health issues. It was mentioned in a podcast by Asante Samuel as well, but didn't provide any details. Colorado opens at home against Georgia Tech, and hopefully Deion Sanders will be there and be part of it and be healthy. As far as that goes, thoughts and prayers out to Deion Sanders. A short break, Mr. Vaughn. We'll come back. Clemson football talk in segment number two. When you return right after this.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
What's up, Clemson family? This is former Clemson linebacker and now linebackers coach Ben Boyer. Are you looking to get in the best shape of your life for this upcoming football season? Well, look no further than The Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. UC Free, UC Me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a new Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. We have a huge selection of trucks on the lot and many certified used trucks as well for pleasure or business. Toyota of Easley has the truck that will work for you. Hurry on over and pick up the truck you need today. Call 864-855-2233 to make an appointment or shop toyotaofeasley.com or stop in for a test drive today.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Another night on a lumpy mattress? Wake up, Greenville. Engineered Sleep's got your back, literally. For 90 years, they've handcrafted eco-friendly mattresses right here in South Carolina. On a budget, the Today mattress starts under $300. Hot sleeper? The Duo mattresses use cooling natural latex, wool, and have dual firmness. Sleep better? Guaranteed with their 100-night trial. Engineered Sleep. Crafted locally, loved nationally. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by the Greenville showroom today.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I want to talk about looking for a career. Upward mobility, retention, and having that employee around for a long time. If someone wants to come to work for Snyder Tree, what would a career look like?
Our goal is 15% growth a year, which gives everyone the opportunity to come into Snyder Tree, find out what they're good at, and move forward. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to grow every day of their life.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room, and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
This is what I want to be remembered for. This is what I want to be remembered for. Everything else you can set it on fire.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at One Time Plumber. Remember the number, One Time Plumber, when you do have any kind of plumbing issues. And that's going to be in the form of a hot water heater. That's going to be in the form of some backed up sinks and drains. That's gonna be in the form of a toilet issue from you. You're gonna love our friends at One Time Plumber in Charleston and Columbia and Greenville. They're gonna make the stuff go away, and they're gonna make sure that you have everything you're looking for at One Time Plumber. The price is the price. They're not gonna change the prices on you. These people will do an amazing job for you. One Time Plumber. The name is the number. Clemson at graduates got a chance to start this company and did a terrific job with it. And so in that time of distress, that time of need, don't panic. Remember the number, One Time Plumber. Segment two, Mr. Michael Vaughn.
Mickey, good to be with you on a Wednesday, a little bit out of the normal. And I thought since I'd be sitting in here for 3 days for Sam Jones, I would take us down a little journey, looking back on the previous decade of Clemson football, Mickey, it's time to start getting geared up for some football.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you got your book over there. You're all ready to go.
Ready.
Fresh off the press. And so since we got 3 days to tackle this, I thought we would take 15 games and dice them up, chop them up, and try to see if we can come up with a list of the top Clemson greatest football moments of the last decade. Now, of course, there's so many we can go back further. Of course, the first national championship for Clemson would be great to take a look at. But for this three-day period, for these polls, for this discussion, we're limiting it. Can you say that, Landon? I can't say that word. Limiting it to 2015 and forward. So let's just jump in. We got five today to kind of dice up, see which one of these five you think is Clemson's greatest moment. We'll throw them into our Ingles poll question here coming up, probably the beginning of segment three, and we'll let folks get their voices heard. But let's start out with this one. Clemson had a little bit of a drought when it came to ACC championships. And in 2015, they faced up against the North Carolina Tar Heels in the ACC championship game. They win this ballgame 45-37, first ACC championship since 2011. Clemson's Deshaun Watson had an amazing game. He was named the MVP, the most valuable player for that game. He set an ACC championship game record with over 400 yards. Mickey, what are some of your memories from that game back in 2015?
A couple of things. That was one of those uniform games, if you remember. Both teams wore their home uniforms. And probably of the – you still had more Clemson people there. The Tar Heels, by the way, were 11-1 coming in. But you probably had more Clemson people there, but it was more probably the closest to a 50-50 crowd of any of those ACC championship games. I remember that North Carolina kind of just hung around. You know, Clemson had a they did what they did a lot back then, scored right before the end of the first half, and then scored early in the second half. And the other thing I remember just looking now back at the box score stuff, a bunch of long drives. So Clemson had a 97-yard drive in the third quarter to go up by 12. And then had an 80-yard drive to kind of put the game away. But at one point in time, Clemson was up 42-23, but North Carolina just kind of hung around. They were up 35-16 at one point and then 42-23. But the Tar Heels just kind of just hung around and had an onside kick that had to get the two-point conversion through it all. It's a lot like a lot of those games back then that Clemson would kind of let the team hang around. With that said, just looking at the stats again, Mike, Clemson had 33 first downs to 21, 608 yards to 382. The Tigers had 299 yards passing and 319 yards on the ground. Gallman had 187, and Deshaun had 131 on the ground. And Artavis Scott had a big game, had 7 for 96, and another terrific offensive performance. But they kind of let North Carolina just hang around a little bit. Marquise Williams, I thought, played pretty well. And making plays. He wasn't consistent in the game. He was only 11 of 33, but three touchdowns and did a lot on the ground, had 81 yards rushing. He just kind of let the Tar Heels hang around, but in the end, Clemson was the better team throughout and ended up winning the championship and going undefeated.
That's right.
That was coming off of the trip down to Columbia, where the Clemson kind of took over the stadium there that year down in Columbia. Had about 35,000 in Williams-Brice. And on the way to some game we'll talk about a little bit later on as well.
That's right. Landon, any thoughts on the 2015 ACC championship?
I still remember it very vividly, and I'm with you, Mickey. It was one where at the beginning of the game you felt like Clemson was going to dominate, as they usually do in those ACC championship games. And the next thing you know, UNC comes crawling back. Like he was talking about, Marquise Williams kind of caught fire in the second half. And that, I think they got a couple onside kicks and really just kind of luck started going their way. But I also liked, looking back at the numbers, it's crazy looking at the rushing yards there at UNC and kind of the woes that they've had for the last couple of years. Very red-hot offense, but can never stop anybody on defense. So
you
that's
never,
what I remember.
You never felt like North Carolina's going to win a game, though.
No.
You always felt Clemson was in control, but then you were one. And a lot had to happen. It had to get the final onside kick, had to score a touchdown, and had to score a two-point conversion to send overtime. Clemson's going to win overtime anyway. But now the Tigers, 45-37. Nice win. Go 13-0.
Springboard into the playoff there. And let's move forward to 2016. Another ACC championship win. Back-to-back, this time against Virginia Tech, 42-35. Their second ACC title. Deshaun Watson, another great game, throwing for 288 yards, three touchdowns. What are your thoughts here, gentlemen?
This was one that, for some reason, we had to drive to Orlando, Florida. We couldn't decide if men were going to use men's bathrooms or women's, and women's what they were going to use and who was what. So they made us drive to Orlando, Florida for this one. And this was a lot like the previous game, Mike, in that the Tigers had all the momentum in the world. We're up 35-14, and then Virginia Tech just kind of they let them hang around a little bit, you know, and had to come up with a late defensive stand there. So, you know, again, a lot like the last one. Defense didn't play great. Offense just played just lights out. But, you know, Clemson has, again, 30 first downs, outgained them 470 to 386, and had another good running attack at 182, threw it for 288. This was another – Deshaun game in which he's got five touchdowns, three passing and two on the ground. Deion Kane and Mike Williams and Jordan Leggett had a couple touchdowns. This one. Hunter Renfrow had a couple touchdowns in this one. But yeah, it was similar to that game in that the offense dominated. It couldn't be stopped, but Clemson kind of let Virginia Tech hang around and get back in the game late. Again, never really felt like Virginia Tech was going to win, and Tigers on the way to a national championship at the end of this one.
All right, let's keep moving forward. This one might definitely make some folks' list. If we think back to 2016, a young man named Lamar Jackson came to Tigertown. 2016, Clemson gets the last-minute win over Louisville, the Cardinals. Of course, birds don't have teeth, but they were trying to show some grit that day against the Tigers. Clemson holds the Cardinals off 42-36 in what a lot of folks may argue is one of the greatest games ever that was during the regular season. What do you guys think?
Landon, you'll go first.
I mean, I enjoyed this one. I was there in attendance, as I'm sure both of you were as well. And I remember I was actually on the hill for this game, so a part of that crazy atmosphere. And I remember there was a lot of talk coming into the game and maybe one of the craziest atmospheres we've ever seen in Death Valley. We've had a lot of good atmospheres. And it was really just a second half kind of where Clemson – kind of like you're saying, Mickey, time and time again, seemed to slow up a little bit, and Lamar also seemed to kind of wake up. A couple of ill-timed interceptions from Deshaun Watson, had three of them on the game, and that was kind of the same story in the last two ACC championship games too, just some poor decisions, as good as he was, every now and then, some poor ill-timed interceptions. But Lamar, 31 carries, 162 yards on the ground, so he kind of woke up there, and I still would – like to know what conversation was had with that wide receiver. Just barely stepped out. I wonder what was that conversation after the game.
That was a great one. And they were driving now. They were only down by six. So that was like a game-saving deal. The defense, who didn't play well throughout the game, played extremely well in that last drive, obviously. But again, Mike, much like all those other ones, and maybe we don't remember Venables this way, but Clemson's up 28-10. They score right before the half again. And they're up 28-10. And the game is basically over. And Louisville's ranked third in the country. People forget that. Louisville's ranked higher than Clemson. And Clemson was five and Louisville was three. Battle of top fives. But Louisville comes back and actually goes five. They score five consecutive scores to go up 36-28. And Clemson was down inside of 8 minutes to go. And Clemson put together two scoring drives. And did an incredible job there to come back and win and then hold off Louisville in that one. But that's one of those, like, they just found a way to win, had a big lead. Deshaun did, like Landon mentioned, some interceptions, ill-advised interceptions through it all. Gallman over 100 again. Deion Kane had the two touchdowns. Deshaun threw for five touchdowns in this one and over 300 yards. But the atmosphere, the other thing I remember this one is, they confiscated thousands of fake tickets for this. This one had printed tickets. And I remember seeing a picture of it of like thousands of
tickets. Wait, they used to print tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
All right, we got to keep moving forward. We're running short on time here. Let's move forward to our next choice. This is number four on the list for today. Now, we're going to consider 15 overall the next 3 days, but for five today – here's number four, 2015 college football playoff in the Orange Bowl, Clemson defeats Oklahoma 37-17. Now, if you're an old school football fan listening out there, you think Clemson would never have an opportunity to beat a team like Nebraska or Oklahoma or Ohio State. And here in 2015, the Tigers take down the Sooners. What are you guys' thoughts?
The fake field goal turned the game. And Christian Wilkins completed a pass. A pass to Christian Wilkins was the momentum shifter. As Teasdall hit him on a 31-yard reception, it kind of turned the momentum. And then Clemson was really, like, just in control. And I can remember after the Tigers were up 23 to 17. They shut Oklahoma out. At halftime, it was close. Halftime, it was a 17-16 Oklahoma lead. And Clemson outscores them 21-0 in the second half. I can remember in this one, sitting in the upper deck. We were the next to last row of the stadium. And I can remember being on my cell phone making reservations to fly to Las Vegas, hotel room in Vegas, hotel room in Phoenix. Because you can watch the numbers on the plane flights. My wife said, you just go by yourself. No, and I was trying to get two plane tickets. And you could watch it go from 400 to 600, 800 to 1,000 to 1,200 bucks, like within minutes. They were going up like crazy. You're trying to get in. Your cell service wasn't great. And you're losing thousands of dollars at the time. So you had to fly all over the country to do it. But it was interesting that you just found a way to get hotel rooms, because it was one of the most euphoric feelings that Clemson had arrived and dominating Oklahoma in the second half. And there was an extended timeout one time, maybe like back-to-back timeouts, where Clemson fans just, but about 5 minutes ago in the game, it was like the celebration. We're going to the national championship game. And it was like this euphoric feeling in the stands that night.
That's awesome. Hey, let's sneak this one in before we go to break. 2016, Clemson, South Carolina. Mickey, you alluded to this when we were talking about the ACC championship against Virginia Tech. Clemson, South Carolina. Clemson dominates the Gamecocks 56-7.
That's where Trevor Lawrence turned to Will Muschamp and kind of rubbed his nose in a little bit. How about 40 first downs? No, Deshaun Watson. That's not Trevor.
Right.
Deshaun Watson. Did not do that.
Six touchdown passes. Mike Williams carrying Gamecocks
gave the chicken a ride game then. Yeah. 40 first downs. 622 yards. And rushed for 250 and passed for 372. And it's one of those Oprah games. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown.
That was one of those exclamation point games. Over and over again, we get to see Clemson's dominance.
Jake Bentley, after the game, made the statement that they're not that much better than us, if at all. And he went 7 of 17 for 41 yards. So
only passing touchdown came from a wide receiver.
Yes. Debo Samuel scored, threw the only touchdown pass in that game.
Real quick, for our list today, of these first five of 15 that we'll consider, this is our poll question, which game was Clemson football's greatest? So on the poll, you'll just get to choose from these first five. Of course, tomorrow we'll step it up a little bit, and then Friday we'll have the culmination of this last decade. But here are your choices today. 2015 win over North Carolina, 45-37 for the ACC title. 2016 win over Virginia Tech, 42-35 for the ACC title. 2016 win at home over Louisville, or how do you say it, Mickey? 42-6, Deshaun versus Lamar. 2015 win over Oklahoma, 37-17 in the Orange Bowl / college football playoff. Or the 2016 win over South Carolina, 56-7. You'll have your choice of those five for today.
Can I make my claim right now, my vote right now?
Absolutely.
Louisville. What a football game, man. What an atmosphere.
I thought y'all might lean toward that.
Yeah, great one. No doubt about that one. My great friends at Ingles, hey, don't forget curbside pickup at Ingles. Don't forget about the pharmacy at Ingles. So, if you're up on age a little bit and you need the help, they can do those things for you. Don't forget about the gas at Ingles, with the gas stations, and using your Ingles Advantage card to save money on your gas. Don't forget about the great seafood and meat department. And one of the things they do better than anybody around from a grocery store standpoint, they have thick cuts with those pork chops, thick cuts with those filet mignons and those steaks. Go by and see my great friends over at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings in the summertime. Before you go on that long trip, fill up. And with all of your food needs, you know, like if you're going to the beach, get your Ingles stuff now here, and then you can go to the beach. You don't have to stand in those long lines of grocery stores on vacation. And do it over at Ingles. Short break. We'll come back. Open phone line. Some texts on that subject and more after this.
I love learning, especially when it comes to learning more about my health and how to improve this lifestyle journey that we're on. Something I learned this week is that PhD weight loss clients often lose 25 to 30% of their body weight. And more importantly, they keep it off with the unique lifestyle integration phase that PhD weight loss provides. The real kicker is that PhD helps you do it with no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, and no rebound weight gain when you stop. Just natural, lasting results. Learn how you can take back the keys to weight loss and a better lifestyle and begin with the free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment being offered right now at PhD Weight Loss. Give them a call in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Here in the Upstate, we take care of each other. As your local internet provider, that's Upcountry Fiber's promise to you. We're proud to bring you a connection strong enough to handle anything. Like the Zoom interview for your dream job, streaming the newest TV show, or all your grandkids and their devices descending on your home. Upcountry Fiber brings a reliable internet service for your kids' virtual school day or remote work-from-home job, even in the most rural areas. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection starts here. Learn more today at upcountryfiber.com.
It's bow time. At Bojangles, we don't serve nuggets. We serve big, delicious, hand-breaded crispy chicken tender bites that have real flavor. Order Bo Bites with your favorite sauce at Bojangles today.
It's Bo time.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
sat down with Chris and Ben from Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And these are two engineering minds. These are two engineers and with multiple degrees. And they use their expertise to develop what they call AirGuard. And AirGuard is a early protection for your home and defending your home against mold and a smart mold prevention. And you get instant alerts. You get peace of mind. I can tell you right now, I'll look on my app that I've got. And in the latest home, our latest room that I've moved this one to, right now we don't have any kind of mold issues. Right now it's 72 degrees with a 55% humidity in my home. There is a predictions for detection, anything going on in my home right now. And this thing says that in my home right now, in the room that the model is in, it's 100% healthy air. And there's 0% of some of the allergens that might be out this way. So in looking at it, my home is awesome. The humidity levels are really good levels right now. So this is a great deal. Their algorithm to help protect you from this mold risk. Go to ask about AirGuard.pro and this incredible system that these very, very intelligent engineers have come up with. You put these real-time alerts on your phone and protect your family from mold. Because here's one thing I do know. You don't want mold in your homes. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I got my heart broken during the break, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. Texture says Ryan Switzer, this is Quez from Clemson, Ryan Switzer had himself a game that day as well. Yeah, Switzer, isn't he a head football coach somewhere now? Can y'all look that up for me? Yeah, in that game, Ryan Switzer had three catches for 41 yards and had two punt returns for 29 yards. No kickoff returns through all that. But Switzer three for 41. I thought he might have had a little better game than that. Anyway.
Wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator at Tulsa.
Tulsa. So Ryan Switzer in college football at this point in time. I thought he got a head coaching job somewhere. Did he not? Is that this current deal there? Because I thought he was named a head coach somewhere. I could be
wrong. He was interim last year.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
At Tulsa?
At Tulsa.
Interim head coach. Yeah. How about that? That didn't do it. Texas said, I was at that game as well. The USC mascot Hander walked Ramsey through the crowd, and I got to touch his blue horns, the Heath Man, with that one. I'm glad that's what you touched for that one. So, also, Jed writes in thoughts on Chris Pollard going from Duke to be the next baseball coach at Virginia. That surprised me a little bit in that I thought that one of the reasons O'Connell left, the guy from Virginia left to go to Mississippi State was that resources. And I thought that Duke would have more resources than Virginia would have. Virginia's got a better facility, but I thought that they would have had better resources. But it appears to be a lateral move at best, in my opinion, for that. I got my heart broken during the break. Mike, you're asking Landon about who he is and what he's about and how school's going, all this stuff. And let's be clear, Landon, you grew up in Clemson. Like, that's where you lived all your life in Clemson? Is that correct? Okay. And then we start talking about fandom, and for some reason, Mike, he even volunteered this information. Like, you didn't pry it from him.
No, I didn't. I thought we were headed in a good direction because I heard something about being a Clemson fan all his life.
And then he informs us, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this. Yeah, I pulled for Clemson football, and I pulled for Clemson baseball, but I pulled for North Carolina in basketball. Oh.
I had to be honest. At least I was honest with you. You know, like there's no reason to pry it for me. I know it's considered a sin around here, but I had to be upfront and honest. And before everyone jumps on me in the show, it was for family reasons, family ties. My dad grew up watching North Carolina basketball, and my cousin grew up watching it and being fans of it. And I looked at my cousin as like an older brother, so I did whatever he did. So I became a North Carolina fan because he was a North Carolina fan.
One of the things that you couldn't be more wrong about here, Landon, is when he told me, he said, well, at least he says not as bad for pulling for Clemson basketball, North Carolina football. I went, no, that would be admirable.
But why is that admirable?
Because you've jumped on a winner and you only pull for the winning side of things.
Okay, listen, when I was watching North Carolina basketball, they started winning a couple years after I became fan.
Oh, my word. And then he tells me this is because my uncle loved Eric Montross.
No, my dad liked Eric Montross.
Man, I got to be honest with you. I had these high expectations for you in life. And all of a sudden, this was ripped from me. I was so proud of him, man. I was thinking, man, this is one of these guys. I've had some successful interns have gone on to do great things. And then I hear this thing, and I think, I'm not sure you can overcome it. Like, I was taught to love and forgive, but I got to be honest with you, Landon. Like, this is a very, very difficult forgive.
Hey. Well, Mickey, is this a good time for me to air my beef with you?
Yes, be a great time.
Just get it all out in segment three?
Yes.
So, a few weeks ago, in a segment two, I shared with you how excited I was about minor league baseball in the upstate, baseball becoming elevated, about how we've got these two teams now, Greenville and Spartanburg. They're going to be going head-to-head, and they're in the same division of the South Atlantic League. And Mickey was kind of like, yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, all right. Didn't hold, you know, whole lot of attention. And now yesterday we find out Will Taylor is getting elevated to Greensboro, and now all of a sudden Mickey is this massive minor league baseball fan.
Well, no, I mentioned it twice on the show, but yeah, I'm a much bigger Will Taylor fan.
Oh no, folks, you got to get over to Greenville and see Will when Greensboro comes to face the Drive. You got to get over there. This is going to be awesome.
Oh yeah, because I'm a much bigger Will Taylor fan than I'm a Drive or a Spartanburger hamburger fan or whatever. I don't know. Put it this way, if and when I go, I'll know one player on the field, one coach on the field. I'll know no records. I'll know nothing about anybody on the field at all. But Will Taylor is a longtime family friend, and told you I went to middle school and high school with his mom and dad. These are unbelievable people, and we'll support Will. I'll put it this way. I was not a Bradenton fan either, but I've been watching Will down at Bradenton for the last few weeks get healthy again. So, yeah, that's what minor league baseball basically is you follow your players through it all. I'm not a – now I don't pull for Bradenton anymore.
Well, when you hit two home runs in the same game, one being a grand slam, then it gets a lot of attention. I'm excited for him moving up to Greensboro. They are currently second in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Get that through your mind. The North Division of the South Atlantic League with teams like Brooklyn, Hudson Valley, Wilmington, Jersey Shore. Wilmington is in the Hub City right now playing against the Spartanburgers and won a 2-1 extra innings game last night. In the South Division, while we're there, Mickey, Bowling Green has a half-game lead over Greenville and Hub City right now. It's amazing that Greenville and the Spartanburgers have elevated themselves to the top of this division, and it increases this rivalry that we've got, this I-85 rivalry that I'm so excited about.
Seven-game series, too. That
They're actually six. They play Tuesday through Sunday, okay. So they take Monday nights off. Now, there will be some where they'll have a makeup game in there. They might play a doubleheader. That would be a seven-game series.
All right.
But normally they're playing Tuesday through Sunday, one game each day. And that cuts down on the travel expenses a little bit.
Texture makes an errant point here. 4072 said, cheering for North Carolina basketball is equivalent to being a Yankees fan.
Hey, I'm just saying. Hey.
Which is no. Because
that's you, not me.
But there's not a contradiction here. See, I pull for Clemson, and Clemson does not play the Yankees.
That's true.
North Carolina plays Clemson. And so if you pull for Clemson in football, and then all of a sudden you pull for North Carolina against Clemson in basketball, that's a contradiction. If for some reason the Yankees joined the ACC, then I would not pull for the Yankees anymore. So 4072 completely misses that. No.
I kind of agree with the texture because in this part of the world, you pull for the Braves, Mickey. Come on.
Oh, so we're
or the Red Sox? Who? Well, you two guys got to get this thing figured out.
Yeah, Red Sox. Same reason as my cousin.
We need to get some A's on the hat and let you guys pull for the team that's closest to where you grew up.
But I like that texture right there.
If that was the case, I'd be a Gamecock. I grew up in Irmo. So you're telling me I got to be a Gamecock?
We're talking about baseball, though.
the Gamecocks play baseball.
College is different because you – well, I see where you're going. Okay.
I want to talk to the guy that I just saw as a UNC basketball fan. I like that texter.
Texter says, let me see. UNC started winning a couple of years after his fandom. First NCAA championship was 1957. Glad he's been pulling for them since 1955. Very good point.
I wasn't even alive then. How is that my fault? Well, somebody said, like Landon, I am also a UNC basketball fan. So I appreciate
let me see if
that texter.
Like Landon, I'm a UNC basketball fan. I love all things Clemson. 96 to 2001, Clemson grad. And 2001, Clemson grad. 2 degrees. Met my wife at Clemson. Brother went there. Daughter is a senior there now. But I grew up a Tar Heel basketball fan. Mark from Florence. I do pull for Clemson basketball
Mark
when
from
they play
Florence.
The Tar Heels. Now, here's the thing.
He's my favorite person on this show.
But he says, I do pull for Clemson basketball when they play
okay.
the Tar Heels.
I told you I'm indifferent when they play.
You didn't say
that. I said
indifferent
I'm right things. In the middle. I'm right in the middle. If Clemson wins, okay. If North Carolina wins, okay. I'm right in the middle.
Heath Man says, fellow Ermite here, were you a Yellow Jacket or Silver Fox? We didn't have a Silver Fox, but this is what I am. There was no Dutch Fork. That was Woods when I was in Irmo. When I moved to Irmo, Harbison Boulevard was a dirt road. How about that?
Was the National Forest already down there on Harbison when you were a kid?
I guess it was, unless they did all that.
Yeah.
Jed wants to know, do you pull for Clemson when they're not playing UNC in basketball?
Yes. Last year in the tournament, or this past year in the tournament. I chose Clemson to go all the way to the Final Four.
I am heartbroken. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you when it comes to your installed services. They're going to come, and folks, your cabinets, we've got them all over my house right now. And almost every room in my house, I have Harbin Lumber cabinets. These people are amazing. Custom design, custom built, custom installed, awesome. The screened-in porches, the guardrails, the decks, they do an incredible job. Our garage doors are awesome as well. Harbin Lumber, redoing, remodeling home, all the hardware you got to have. All of our interior doors, amazing. HarbinLumber.com since 1917. Harbin Lumber, remember number 353-5053. Hour two after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.